Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
This is Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective. Jesse Thorne out this week dealing with some family issues. But luckily, I have two fan favorite returning JJ Go heavy hitters with me here today. The first, a stand-up comedian, an author, an actress, many other things, a long, very impressive resume, single-spaced, Cristela Alonzo. Cristela, how are you?
I'm doing great. I actually didn't know who you were going to intro first. I just realized the other guest has a very similar resume to mine.
That's right. Our other guest, Larry the Cable Guy. Hey, Larry. I should say our other guest, also a stand-up comedian, a writer, another very good resume, but different than Cristela's in ways that aren't better or worse, just different, Eliza Skinner. Eliza, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be back. And I would say that, yeah, I also was not totally sure who you were introducing first. But once you said author, I was like, oh, that's a more classy word for writer. She gets that. It's got to be Cristela, not me.
Cristela's an author and you're a writer.
If you'd been like word slanger, then I would have been like, oh yeah, that's me. That's more of like a tractor pull sort of way of saying writer.
Tippity typer.
Oh yeah. Also small and twee kind of word for writing. Yes, that would have been me also. But the legit one, that's Cristela.
So we have a lot to talk about on this show, on this episode.
Do we? I feel like it's been a slow week.
Yeah, let's get into it. Have you guys watched Bloodshot on VOD starring Vin Diesel?
How many times?
Listen, I only want to hear your opinion if you've seen it at least twice, because it is a very nuanced film and there's just not things you're going to get on the first watch.
Thank you. A lot of podcast hosts would be scared to lay it out that honestly right at the jump.
Thank you.
And they'd try to trap people.
I'm honest, glad you just said it. I'm real. I'm raw. When it comes to my boy Bloodshot, I have not seen Bloodshot.
My boy Bloodshot.
Neither have I. I haven't either. I watched that Epstein documentary, but no.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a different kind of Bloodshot.
Vin Diesel also very prominent in that.
Actually, no, he's legit one of the good ones.
Oh.
I think Vin Diesel is probably a real good dude. I think he's trapped in the legacy of Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
I said Vin Diesel as though he is a Venn diagram of Diesel attributes,
which
maybe is how he feels.
You majored in a genre right now.
Where the
Venn diagram of man and steak intersect.
That is... And car.
And car.
And car.
Yes.
It's man and machine, but not like in a RoboCop way, like in a best friend's way.
Right.
I kind of feel like he would be in an 80s show, the jock that he like had to learn how to read in high school.
He could definitely slip into that that Footloose montage where he's learning how to dance.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
Oh,
what is that?
God, please, Vin Diesel, start doing those kinds of movies.
Why doesn't he? I want to see that.
I feel like he would be so excited. That's what I mean. I think he's trapped in the Vin Diesel of it all. I think he wants to fly free and make his own Footloose. And if you would like to contact the three of us to write it for you, Vin, we will. This is a great cross-section.
Yeah.
We'll hit the quadrants.
Vin, all we need is a two-hour coked-out Zoom session, and we will write your movie that will... redefine you in the eyes of the movie-going public.
Yes, exactly. You like just send us each our own kit of Coke and Tab, and like our own little bark boxes for writers, and we'll open them together on Zoom.
Wait, can I pick my own discontinued soda?
No, it's Tab. Come on, this is the new era.
Okay.
It's Tab.
Sorry, we're the Tab generation.
Yeah. Get into it.
So one of the many things I want to talk about on today's program, this first thing is a question for Cristela.
Oh,
damn it.
And this, I want to, sorry, you'll just have to wait.
No, I'm excited for the answer.
Cristela, this, I want to confirm something that I saw on social media.
Vin Diesel.
Do you, okay, good.
Yes,
thank you.
Ahead.
That's what I was going to ask.
Was it the imaginary boyfriend question?
No, what's that?
Oh, who's her imaginary boyfriend? And it's obviously Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah. He lives in Canada.
Oh, my God. Eliza, I wish I could tell you who my imaginary boyfriend is, but I think you would judge me hardcore for it. I'm better than that. You know what I mean?
Well, now you have to tell me.
This is a no-judgment zone.
I can't.
Can we guess?
Is it Matthew McConaughey?
No. Man, that's an even better one.
But it's also one that you're better than.
Is it one of the guys from the Sonic commercials?
Hey.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Have you been reading my journal?
I'm guessing random hunks.
No, I'll tell you guys later. Because he's kind of, in a weird way, he's somewhat attainable. And I don't want to put it out there.
All right, it's Cole Sprouse.
Oh,
I got it.
Wallace Shawn. Cristela, do you own a spacesuit?
Yes, I do. I own a spacesuit.
So I saw some videos of you online wearing a space mm-hmm. videos that you posted.
Yes,
I should
yes.
say. These aren't on some
they
illicit
through the window shades. Her spacesuit shots got leaked.
Oh, yeah, somebody got a hacker got a hold of her phone.
Let that Kardashian money come.
Sure, yeah. It all started with some leaked spacesuit photos.
Exactly.
I have some, but they're all on my OnlyFans.
She's collecting those gamma ray jays from the sun. I don't know. I'm sorry. That was bad. I shouldn't have interrupted.
No, that absolutely. Eliza, that works. God. Brian, print it.
No, no, don't. Stop the presses.
Stop the presses.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, Cristela, tell us how you got the spacesuit. When you put on the spacesuit? I just need some more information.
Okay, so I bought the spacesuit years ago, right after I saw, I guess, the second or third space shuttle I went to visit. I'm really into space exploration.
Space is cool.
Good. I'm so glad that it wasn't like I'm really into bear hunting, but I fucked up and bought the wrong outfit.
And I was like, an investment is an investment. We stick with it.
Yeah.
Right. You're like, I bought it after I went to the San Diego Wild Animal Park, and I wanted to be as confusing as possible while I was there.
It was this thing. Remember, like in the 80s, space was really popular.
Space was hot shit when we were growing up.
I mean, we had space camp, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, space ice cream.
Yeah, yes. Yes, the Dippin' Dots, the ice cream of the future. You know? So I was obsessed with it. I bought it a couple years ago at a museum. And I was with my two older brothers. And my brothers are such terrible enablers. I showed them the outfit. And my brothers are like, oh, yes. Yes. And I thought they were joking. And then they asked me to ask if there were some in their size. So we all bought spacesuits.
Wow.
You guys have matching spacesuits?
Yes,
oh, that's adorable.
Tell me that's been a Christmas card photo, please.
We're waiting for you to say yes.
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. We don't do Christmas cards. We only know each other. So it's sure. really kind of like, hey, Merry Christmas.
Still feels like it's worth it. Take the picture together. Send it to each other. There you go.
You know, what's funny is the night that we bought the suits, we actually went back to our hotel rooms and we changed into them and we hung out in wow. one of our rooms the entire night wearing it. But I wear it, obviously, when any launches happen.
Obviously.
Or anything. But also when I'm watching like a sci-fi movie.
Of any era?
Yeah, usually of any era. Like I'll wear it with the Star Treks from like the William Shatner
oh, sure,
Star Trek.
Sure. Yeah. You want to be in uniform for a Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I want to have a Star Trek jumpsuit, but I think that's too much.
Next generation.
You know
or what?
I think if you have a space
I don't think,
suit.
I absolutely don't think It is too much. Again, are we saying Next Generation's jumpsuit?
Yes, TNG. TNG.
I feel like they're really like flattering and like forgiving. I think they'll probably be hot. There were girls who came to my high school wearing them, like girls in my high school who would like come to school wearing them.
Right.
And I loved them. They were both like pale as like a sheet of typing paper, like just like white from the roots of their hair to the tips, like that white blonde with like white lashes. And they didn't talk to anyone else but each other, but they would come to school in, oh, and they were like a little bit smaller than everybody. Like they were just like younger and bizarre. And they would come to school in their Next Generation outfits, and I would be like, shine like a diamond, you weirdos. I fucking love it. I love it. Yes.
Are you
like not even trying to be cool or fit in, just like leaning into what they love? God, I love them.
Have you kept tabs on the Star Trek twins? Do you know where they are now?
No. One of them was named Grace, and the other one, God, what was it? It was, you know, like in school when you have those two names, they're like hooked together. Like those two friends that hang out all the time, sure. Like Grace and Mary or something.
Right, yeah.
I can't remember what the other one was.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't. They're in Virginia, so hopefully they are doing well and fucking shit up someplace.
Christella, how does this, is the spacesuit comfortable? How does it breathe?
You know what's funny? Everybody loves the spacesuit when they see it. They think it's better quality than what it would look like just hanging on a hanger. I'm just saying I wear it well.
Like it wouldn't look as good on someone else, is what we're saying. Someone else you'd be like, that's cheap trash. On Christella, you're like, is it couture? I mean, is this your Met Gala outfit?
Oh, sure.
I think J-Lo. No, but you know, it's nylon. So it's like you're wearing a windbreaker. So it's not that bad,
you just can't wear it in the sun.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not. I wore it.
You wear it on the moon, Eliza, the opposite of the sun.
Yeah. Oh boy. I didn't say on the sun. I said in the sun.
We have fun on the show. Brian Prennan.
Yeah. That one can go.
I had to do an interview as a favor for a friend of mine who's trying to do this proof of concept for like, science news. And I decided to show up to the interview in my spacesuit, which like she loved. And, you know, I thought it was so funny. And we did the interview and she loved it. And then on my way home, I had to stop at the grocery store. And I just decided to go and stop in my spacesuit. And then I found out I needed gas, so I had to put gas in my spacesuit. So it was.
So you had to like do errands. So you had a whole thing of errands to do.
Yeah. Did anybody like give you any like, you know, side eyes? Any holy shit, it's an astronaut. Any of that shit?
I had a couple pictures taken.
Sure.
You know? It's like that thing where, but then I thought, well, people probably thought that I was just being very like COVID-19, you know, socially distant and everything. So I don't know.
Like I live in a space station now. That's how distant I am.
I do not live on Earth anymore. I sometimes beam back down to go to Ralph's.
I mean, you got to.
You gotta.
They don't have the good stuff in space.
Those club cards. The club card is
absolutely.
Always valuable.
Of course, you get some great discounts with that.
I like the bakery item.
Great. Yeah, great bakery at Ralph's. Very good bakery. Anyway. So I'll stop the episode right now to voice a little bit of concern. I mean, Eliza, you're a fan favorite guest. I mean, people always love it when you're on the show. And, you know, I don't want to say like you're not welcome back anymore or anything, but you were, I want to look out for us and for the, you know, for the Enterprise. You were actually telling us that maybe you've been canceled.
I am canceled. Yeah.
And if that's the case, I don't know.
I've been 100% canceled. Oof.
So, I mean, if it turns out you have been canceled, we will delete this, what we've recorded so far. And
well, yeah, I wouldn't want to sully the Jordan Jesse Go name.
Thank you. Yes.
With my cancellation.
So yeah, tell us about the circumstances of your canceling, and then I can make a decision, you know, what to do about our affiliation.
Okay. So yesterday, which was Saturday, I was mostly trying to amplify other voices and tweet information.
Yeah, I should say I don't know exactly when we're going to drop this episode, but I think the weekend we're recording this are kind of the weekend of all the demonstrations and all of the intensity in big cities around the world. And it was particularly intense in LA, the protests and the police response and all that stuff. So a lot of people, donating, tweeting stuff about how to support protesters and the like.
And that was mostly what I was doing. But as I'm sure the two of you know, even when you're getting serious on the Twitter, mm-hmm. from time to time, you just got to burst that bubble and poke in a yuck or a laugh.
You got to throw in a yuck.
A little tee-hee, a little party har-har.
Right.
And I wrote, if you see unknown white people at your protest, casually mention that Iggy Azalea is the greatest rapper alive to check to see if they're narcs.
Solid joke.
And thank you. But it was found by an Iggy Azalea stan who was like, I call them an Iggy Azalea stan because that's what they call themselves. Sure. And they were like, oh, bitch. You're going down now. We're coming for you. And they said Azalea's Let's Ride.
Azalea's?
I think they call themselves either Azalea's or Zalea's or something. Whatever. They keep like taking photos of me. Like, first of all, they had to scroll way back in my Instagram to find a photo of me, without makeup on, looking less than gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
And, posted that, and they were like, this is who we're canceling. You're canceled, bitch. And then they've like just been heaping all this shit on me, like, you ugly bitch, you are like, you need to get a job, you're the worst person in the world, and plus you're jealous, and get Iggy's dick out of your mouth. And I'm like, there's a lot of different ways that you guys are that you're exploring right now.
Yeah.
This is zigging and zagging all in one tweet. But the thing is, like, it's like one person over and over cutting and pasting these into different accounts. Or even if it was like all different individuals, it's like maybe 12 different accounts.
Okay.
And so at first I was kind of playing with them and being like, oh no, I'm so wounded.
So you question the numbers of the Azaleas.
I do. But also I'm like it's a really mild joke. Like, you could even take that as maybe the narcs are the ones who don't recognize that Iggy's great, you know?
I was going to say initially, like, you take it as a compliment, right? Like, I don't understand. Yeah. Like,
well, one of the mean things they said to me was like, okay, if you see unknown white people at your protest, casually mention that Eliza Skinner is the greatest person alive to check to see if they're narcs. And I was like, cool, thank you.
The greatest really nice person alive. I didn't even look into what your job is. Just person.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. Like, and they're like, maybe you should be doing something instead of spending all day tweeting about Iggy. And I'm like, it's literally one, and I've been doing something all day. Wow. And like the one that really got me was like, you need surgery. Look at all these. Look at how ugly you are. And they picked like just gorgeous photos of me. Like really good photos of me. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, there's definitely ways to get me. There's stuff that like,
look
I
how
am,
the light dapples you off know, your like, eyes.
I'm sorry. A stranger saying that I am unattractive. Like, I'm just not. Guys, I'm not. Like, I don't walk around being like, I'm hotter than you, hotter than you, hotter than you. Like, that's not me. But also if someone's like, you are an unattractive person, I'm like, that's just a lie. It's just not true. Like, find something else to come at me with. Like, say I'm a bad girlfriend, I'll be like, shit, they fucking nailed me. But
I don't listen to a lot of like pop hip hop type music. So I definitely kind of know Iggy Azalea as like, I know she's famous. I know, you know, that she kind of has a punchline associated with her. The only like thing that comes to mind when I think of Iggy Azalea is a viral video I saw once of her freestyling.
Yes.
And
I think it was on... Oh, fuck. That, The Breakfast Club.
The Morning Show, right? Yeah, The Breakfast Club.
I was like, that Charlemagne show. Who knows Charlemagne and not Breakfast Club? What the fuck is wrong with me?
And she is freestyling with a lot of force, but you cannot understand what she is saying at all.
Well, also, it's not freestyling. It's that twisting of the concept of freestyling where it's like, oh, these are the bars that I have memorized and I can do over whatever track. You're not actually making them up.
The only thing I remember from the video is her going, Papa Poo now? And so every time anyone brings up Iggy Azalea, I think, Papa Poo now? It's just stuck in my brain. I'll just remember that until my deathbed.
Well, it's also fun to me because, like, when you brought this up, I real quick went on Twitter and, like, looked up my name, Iggy, to, like, find the actual tweet. And I have so many much meaner jokes about Iggy Azalea that they, like, never bothered with.
Man.
Over the years.
I have some.
Like, in 2014, I said, I bet sharks find Iggy Azalea's eyes chilling.
Wow. Papa Poo now? I'm just going to punctuate everything with that.
In 2016, I said, Iggy Azalea is playing the LA County Fair tonight. It's like when you show up early for a gig, but 20 years early.
Papa Poo now? Works.
2015,
these are all solid.
I just woke up from a nap. Iggy Azalea, was that a real thing?
The closest experience I've had to this, as I had a similar set of stans descend on me, maybe 5 or 6 years ago when I made a similarly benign joke about Lana Del Rey.
Whoa.
The Lana Del Rey people came at me in a very weird way. All of them either have Lana Del Rey as their avatar or Jack Skellington. It is one of the two.
Jack Skellington, I feel like, is the great uniter for all stans.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't get me. I'm different. I like Disney, but that one. Okay.
The spooky Disney that they only put up once a year.
I'm very unique. And so the bond I have with the person I am a fan of is unlike anything else.
Speaking of getting together on Twitter with other stans.
By the way, hold on.
Okay.
I just wanted to go on record that I have no idea who this person is, and I have been meaning the Azalea, the rapper chick. I have been Googling her while both of you have talked.
Wow. First things first. Were you asleep in 2014?
That's the year I had my show.
She's the realist.
That's the year I had my show.
You were. Yeah.
She was in production, Eliza.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Yeah, first things first, she's the realist. She's so fancy. She's a white lady who was a rapper and really leaned hard into sort of a generic rap patois.
Oh. He's my favorite rapper.
Despite being an Australian white lady. And she eventually got canceled pretty much. She sort of has disappeared. Which is the other thing.
Wow.
Like, really, people?
Is there a similar, Christella, is there a similar kind of reactionary vitriol in your Animal Crossing Twitter group that you told me you were now a part of?
Okay, well, first of all, I don't understand. I don't understand. What do you mean? You mean my new family?
Yo, oh wow.
He's looking for the dirt of your Animal Crossing. Come on, you can't all be hearts and roses and turnips. There's dark shit happening. People are selling each other out.
Thank you.
Someone's fucking Tom Nook. What's happening?
Tom Nook is a Jeff Bezos
who's fucking
of
Nook?
Animal Crossing.
Yeah, well, and someone's sucking his dick. That's what happens.
Oh, yeah, you know Nook gets it wet. Nook gets domed, buddy. You know it. You know Nook gets domed.
Look, by any means necessary, you want to rise up the ladder for Animal Crossing? You do what you got to do.
Sure.
You play the game before the game plays you.
Do you want a good exchange rate when you trade bells for wishes? I don't know. I don't know anything else about the game.
Really,
my polls are gone.
There was that spooky bunny for a while. I don't know.
Yeah, Christella, talk a little bit about where your Animal Crossing obsession is at, how you got it, and I guess I want to know, were you a video game person pre-Animal Crossing?
Yes, I actually, this is, okay, I play a lot of video games. My thing is, I really have to limit myself because I get obsessed with games, right? So sure. I hadn't played a game like, you know, this amount of time, like what I've devoted to Animal Crossing in a long time. And I realized we were on a lockdown, so I had nothing to do. So I had all this time to start doing Animal Crossing. I bought the game when it came out. And I didn't, it took me about 2 months to start playing it just because I was worried at how obsessed I would become with it. And sure. once I started playing it, I lost my fucking mind. Like, I lost my mind. The whole game is about building an island, right? So basically, you get to gentrify an island that was.
Wow, sounds okay. pretty Epstein to me. I just, like, that's the only other place I'm hearing that narrative.
I mean, look, but it's for kids.
You build an island, you get Chris Tucker and Oprah on a plane. Yeah, sure. yeah, and it's fun for kids. Great, I love it.
So I've become obsessed with it. I mentioned that I was playing it, and a friend of mine added me to this Animal Crossing group that he started. And then when I got into it, I was hooked. Like, now we all help each other. Like, we'll check in with each other to see what we have on our islands, to see if we want to barter or sell or anything to each other. Like, it's legit real.
Oh, so you're like gaming the system. You're like alliances, like on
in kind a, of yeah yeah yeah
reality show. Okay.
Look. So the main deal, like the way that you get money, is by selling turnips. Okay. So, oh, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like okay. the roses on Craigslist. Yeah. I get it.
Yes,
I get it.
So every Sunday, this girl shows up on your island to sell you turnips.
Oh, I bet she does.
You know, I know. And she does look like the
one. Yeah, she's giving Matt Groening a back rub. Sure.
Yeah, she's got, he has gross feet, according to her.
Foot rub.
But, yeah. You know, you buy the turnips and then you have a week to sell the turnips. It's the turnip exchange. So each day your island will sell turnips, it will buy turnips at a different amount. So everybody in my group, we all kind of trade to see, we all check in with our turnip prices every day to see who has wow. the highest one. And whoever has the highest one, we all go sell our turnips to that person. So sometimes I bought a turnip for 80 bells. Like, I bought a bunch of turnips for 80 bells each last week.
Is that a good exchange rate?
It's okay. But I sold it for $580.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
You're rolling in those
You're
tops.
Making bells. Yeah, yeah bitch.
I'm a billionaire. That's what we call each other.
Oh, boy. Oh, no, no. Wow. My way was better.
I mean, this week, everybody in my thread became millionaires because one of the days my island had it for like 500 something. So now we're all rich.
Instead of making it rain, you make it ding. Is that something?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know what? Brian, print it. Good enough.
I'm like obsessed with it. And now when I post pictures.
Ding
of it,
dong, motherfucker. No, okay. I'm sorry. We've moved on.
We can come back to it, though.
No, I'm obsessed.
There's
with
not
the
enough
game.
There.
I'm obsessed with it. I've made my island into, like, I have a wrestling ring on there. I can have, like, wrestling matches on it. I created an amusement park on my island. I mean, it's legit. Whoa. I'm building a comedy club there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, is there, so who's booking it? Is there a way for me to get some time?
Eliza, yeah. Did you see it?
Well, you've already got some great bell material, which I think
yeah.
will resonate.
Ding dong, motherfucker.
Yeah, you got to throw in some local stuff.
Do you guys ever hanging out on your island and you're like, why do I even have all these turnips, right? I don't even like turnips.
We've all sucked Tom Nook's dick, right? Pop up who now? Throw in some Iggy Azalea stuff for no reason. This would kill. This would kill an animal.
Yeah, man, they would be nuts for us. And just think of the menu. You could have like turnip fingers or turnip wraps, turnip tots.
Jenny Yang's doing a stand-up show on her Animal Crossing game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
How does, is there a way to like transmit your
yes.
voice or text?
Yes.
How do you
I have no idea. I haven't learned it, but like Jenny, I saw.
So she's like the Travis Scott of Animal Crossing.
Yes. Don't, dude. I swear she's doing it. If not tonight or tomorrow or something, there's like 6 comics on the lineup, and you can actually.
Fuck.
Yes. And the show poster is actually like their Animal Crossing characters. It's amazing.
Man, now I gotta get a Twitch. Damn it.
Yeah,
well, no, a Eliza Switch. Had... It's a Switch. I don't know what you kids use. I have light switches. Will that do it? I'm kidding. I'll bring you tater tots. Stay in the basement, kids.
Get out, Mom.
I'm leaving.
Make the bagel bites.
I'm going. I'll come back, though. I'm going to bring Totino's. Oh, you guys love Mom when she's got Totino's.
Yeah, your Mom's all right. Mom's cool.
What's hilarious is that I actually bought Totino's today in my space.
Wow. Just like the astronauts eat.
Oh, man. Imagine floating around a ship just eating Totino's out of the air.
Oh, man, that's the life.
That's what I think space is like. That's what I totally think space is like.
Definitely some Blue Danube stuff happening there.
Yeah, no, you should just check out the show poster. I'll have to send it to you because it's hilarious. Like, she found a way to do it. And you don't even have to have Animal Crossing to watch the show.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, Eliza, have you thought about doing this? You're not too much of a video game person, right?
I am not. No, I didn't play video games growing up. I begged desperately for all the consoles as they came out, and we were just not a video game house. So I just never really got the video game gene. I always feel like it's like they say that if you start learning a language before second grade, you kind of like save a space in your brain for it so you can pick it back up.
Oh, yeah.
But if you don't, good luck learning another language. And that's me and video games. I can play one for like a little bit and then I get bored and walk away. Some of those phone games, you know, like your Candy Crush.
Yes.
Your woodblock Tetris type things. Yeah, sure, okay. But they just don't grab me.
I love video games. I play a lot of video games, but Animal Crossing baffles me, and the thing I can't get my brain around is I'm like, there's no guy to kill at the end. How do you end it? There's no
Who's
guy
the big
to kill.
Boss?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's Tom Nook probably. Is there a way to slay Nook and finish the game?
I hope so.
I feel like I talk about this so often that I've probably talked to you guys about it before, but do you know about Perky Pat, Philip K.
No.
Dick's thing? It was in a lot of Philip K. Dick stories.
I don't think so.
So this was an element in a bunch of different Philip K. Dick short stories. I don't know if it made it into a novella or a novel, but it was this thing he kept bringing back where people in post-apocalyptic worlds or like living on Mars or whatever, it was always in really destitute places, were obsessed with these Perky Pat dolls where you would collect the dolls and the play sets for them and the world for them. And so rather than paying attention to where they actually were, they were like focused on building their Perky Pat worlds. And in one story, some of them meet people who they have like a different thing. It's like, Cute Kelly or something. That's not the name, but they're like, fuck Cute Kelly. Cute Kelly sucks. Perky Pat's the only one that matters. And with these games like this, where it's so much of it is about building your world and like picking out your outfits and like decorating and just like getting it how you like to be, but you're never actually there. I always think about Perky Pat and I'm always like, ooh, PKD.
Yeah.
Calling it
sure,
again.
Yeah.
It's really right. Cool, you guys.
Yeah. It sounds cool. I know.
I just mean it's like a place that you can exist, kind of. Like you kind of like I was reading a book recently and it ended and I was like, oh fuck, I'm back in the real world now. My fun book. And same thing playing a role-playing game. I'm doing this weekly role-playing game. It's based on the alien world.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, but yeah.
How does that go down?
It's fun. I mean, I think it's like a game that's out there. My friend Andrew was like, I'm going to DM this game. Will you be in it? And I was like, yeah, man, that sounds great. Because he knew I liked Alien. And so me and a bunch of other nerd dorks get together once a week on Zoom and do our little game. But then at the end of it, every time, even if we've been like being, you know, burning in acid rain and, you know, attacked by aliens or just doing boring bureaucratic things. When it's over, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm back here.
Dumb real world.
I'm not in my cool space adventure anymore.
I don't have a clutch of eggs in my chest ready to burst out.
Yeah. Now I just have all these stupid masks I have to wear when I walk my dog.
Stupid world. Game, are you a space marine? Are you a salvager? Is it all kind of like stuff that's been in the movies?
Ooh. Well, so it's just like the world. Like, it's not the narratives of the movies. So far, we've been doing a bunch of different practice games. So we've been able to try out different characters and stuff. I've played as a colonial marshal, colonial marine. Most recently, I played as a kid stowaway, which was a little bit, you know, it was a little bit difficult because you don't have as much resources. Sure. But you can also say cooler things. So like the gameplay, like the moves you can do, not as cool, but like you could just be a real sass mouth asshole, which is fun for me.
You could yell at your mom for not bringing the Totinos.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's super fun. I think we're going to stream them at some point, but because, you know, when comedians do role-playing games, you got to let people watch.
You gotta let the people watch. If there's
That's
anything
all the people
I've
want.
Learned, got, come on, Eliza, yeah. Let the people watch.
Do you guys RPG? You guys are RPGers?
No, you know, actually, that is a I am a fairly, you know, by the numbers standard nerd man in a lot of ways, to the point of being I would say uninteresting. But that is a like gap in my standard nerd guy knowledge of like, that's just, I've never done an RPG. I've never done a, Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. I just never have.
Really?
I don't quite,
wow,
and kind of
not
like
even,
Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
I don't really understand how it's played.
Oh,
Jordan, no offense, but you seem like someone that would be like the mayor of all of the games.
Yes, it does. I agree with you. I'm disappointed in myself. It does seem like, and I think it probably would be my shit. But yeah, it never made its way into my life in any kind of way, and I'm not resisting it. Were I to be invited to a D&D, I would gladly come to a D&D.
You don't call it a D&D.
Maybe that's why people are not inviting me.
That's like saying if I were invited to a Monopoly, I would do the Monopoly.
I would love to do the Monopoly with you, madame.
Yeah.
I would love to park place in your boardwalk. What are you talking about?
That line works. That line works.
Yeah, I think I am a guy who you assume could do a D&D. I
and
cannot.
Then he gets out his DJ tables and fucking blows you away.
Whoa, I dropped the fucking nasty bass. I'm like, this guy was cool all along.
Did you guys see the clip of David Guetta? I think I'm saying his name right. Remixing the Martin Luther King speech this week?
No.
Yeah, it was for healing.
Well, maybe that's why I'm not feeling healed, as I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you probably should. I'm not a huge fan of his, so I can't really speak a whole lot about his catalog. Uh-huh. But yeah, it was a bold move, like behind DJ tables with like, I guess he had a green screen or something because he had like floating background and was like, all right, yeah, for everyone out there, I know we're hurting a lot, but so here it is. And then it was this Martin Luther King speech and him being like, burr, 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 and then like goes into the song and it's like, no, that ain't it, man. That's not what was missing.
Wow.
I mean, wow. I guess it's like everybody just like trying to look in their own bag and being like, what can I give? I want to give some of my stuff to make things better. But sometimes it's like, ooh, that's not the thing.
That's the thing about Dr. King's words is that they're so powerful when you're on Molly.
Yeah, like when you're at a pool party in Vegas, you get it, you know?
Right, exactly. Right.
I tell fucking... you, I have a dream, and that's for a beat behind these fucking words.
Boot, boot, boot.
Let's all, listen, let's all take some time to go in the chill out tent and heal. Maybe have some bananas and some water. We'll be back in just a minute with more Jordan Jesse Go. Hey, guys, this is Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective, here to share a Jumbotron message from one of our fantastic listeners that went to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron because they wanted to share a message with you, the Jordan Jesse Go listener. This is that message right now. Visit BrickOfChicago.com for virtual and audio architecture tours and follow at BrickOfChicago on Instagram. This is a message from that person. I'm an architecture historian and photographer obsessed with Chicago's neighborhoods and brick architecture. As Brick of Chicago, I normally lead architecture walking tours, but during quarantine, I'm using Zoom and my photos to lead virtual architecture tours of brick architecture in Chicago and around the world. Voted one of the best architecture tours by Curbed Chicago and at Brick of Chicago, voted best Chicago Instagram by Chicago Reader. Wow, I sure said the words Chicago and brick a lot in that announcement. But man, that does sound like a great time. BrickOfChicago.com. Yeah, now that traveling's a little bit tougher, seems like you can go on a little virtual vacation from the comfort of your computer. BrickOfChicago.com. Thank you very much for supporting Jordan Jesse Go. And if you want to support Jordan Jesse Go and share a message with our listeners, they are very affordable and you can get them at MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. All right, back to the show. Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
I'm Christelle Alonzo. I forgot my nickname from last time.
You do the same one?
Oh,
I make up
a new
one all the time.
Oh, man. Okay, Eliza, you go first, and then I'll think of one right.
Okay,
now.
Hey, it's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Hey, it's Eliza Skinner. No, now I'm on the spot. Fuck, I'm going to retreat to one of the old ones. Eliza Skinner, clankety car.
Help us, David Guetta.
Eliza Skinner, clankety car.
And I'm Christelle Alonzo, the golden plated girl.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Every week on the show, we like to reach deep into our phone call bag and pull out some delicious phone calls.
Yum.
Given to us by you, the listener. Did that make sense?
Yum, yum,
hard
phone calls.
Ooh, I love a phone call. Yum, yum. More phone calls, mommy.
My tummy is empty. Put some phone calls in there.
People who call us at 206-984-4FUN and leave us a message. Let's hear our first one.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse Go. This is Josh calling from Wisconsin. I went to a wildlife zoo today, and I am petting a baby deer right now. So, hope you guys have a good day. Bye-bye.
I'm fucking angry now.
Yeah, who is this motherfucker?
What is that shit? That's like calling up and being like, getting my dick sucked right now. Hope you're having fun. Bye! Like... Great. Where's my deer?
Yeah.
I don't understand how, like, he's holding a deer, and the first thing he thought was, man, Jordan, Jesse need to hear about this.
I guess.
I bet he called a bunch of different podcasts. I bet he was, like, dunking on everybody. He was like, hey, Mark Maron, what's up? I got a deer in my hand. Click. Cometown, you guys know about this deer? Fuck you.
Yeah. Click. Hey, Cometown, do you guys take phone calls? I don't know.
Hey, Spoon Nation.
Oh, you know that'll piss off the doughboys if you're petting a deer. You know those assholes love to pet deer.
Y'all got a deer? Because I do. Oh, click.
Petting this deer's 5'4".
That's right. I ate him. I ate him after I pet him.
Right, 5'4". Oh, my God. What a solid. Oh, I love that. How solid that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long this call's been sitting in the call bag, but yeah, who is this man? Where does he live where he can go out to wild animal parks and just
somewhere in
deers?
Wisconsin?
Maybe he broke in
Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, to live in Wisconsin.
Yeah, man. There's, you know, we're reacting to this time differently all over the place. My neighbor in the house in front of me, her brother drove from Maryland to California, and he was like, yeah, there was just sort of no telling each place I stopped what the situation was going to be there.
Crazy.
Like how locked down it was and what you were allowed to do and what you weren't and how people would act about you being following the rules or not knowing them. So yeah. Who knows, man? Maybe Wisconsin is like, masks all the time, no touching people. Everybody has to have a deer with them all the time and sleep
deer
with it.
Deer is your chaperone.
I shall not.
The deer is my chaperone. I shall not want. Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Such a beautiful verse. Such a beautiful
oh
verse.
My God.
Yep. A large prayer?
Yeah. I don't know. works a little better if it's a pig, but I don't, you know. It works. Works for me. Brian, we got another phone call in there?
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, go. This is Hannah with a momentous occasion. I just watched my cat, Fozzie, eat a lizard. I, of course, intervened, saving both halves of the lizard. I took them outside to regenerate or rejoin. Both halves were still moving. There's hope. Then I called my mother to tell her what had just happened, and she responded by telling me that our dog had just gotten into a fight with a bear while out on a run. So, what up, 2020?
Nature is healing.
Nature is healing. Beautiful. So
oh,
beautiful.
Oh, man. Like, that's a lot of science and a lot of stuff happening all at once. What a day.
Yeah. I don't know that's how lizards work.
I was about to say the exact same thing. Like, I don't want to, like, shit on her hope, and I guess she has her answer by now, but yeah, you can't just, like, take... Like, you can't grow a full lizard from any old part of a lizard. That's not...
You guys, I thought it was...
If their tail snaps off...
I thought I had been absent that day of school. I'm like, wow. Like,
what I miss.
Yeah. That is not how lizards reproduce.
Christella, you've been growing lettuce from other lettuce, though,
yes,
right?
I have. I've been doing...
How
does that work?
Basically, I bought an organic romaine lettuce because that's all they had left. And I ate a salad and I kept the little the stump after you chop it. And then I put it in a container, just a little plastic bowl. I filled it with water so that the stump would get, you know, get the water, but it wouldn't overfill. I'm not drowning it. And within a week,
right, like
it was already growing a lot. So it grows. You get like a whole new head of lettuce, pretty much.
I'm doing that with spring onions.
Ooh. Oh.
That's a fun tip.
Yeah, so you can like, you can just like take some scissors and snip off the green parts, snip them down and put them on whatever you're eating, but then keep, you know, about an inch of the white part in a little cup of water, and they grow super fast.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I was doing the same thing with lizards and it is not working. I'm disemboweling them with a pair of, you know, kitchen scissors.
And, no, you have to keep at least an inch.
It won't grow. You need an inch of lizard intact.
I was very confused by that. I'm glad I wasn't dumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't want the lizard to die. We wish the lizard well. And if it grows into two new lizards, that's great. We don't think that's how it will go down. But I want that to be the case.
Yeah, the way it works is that a lizard's, like, if their tail snaps off, which happens, they're sort of snap-offable
sure.
for this. So, like, if a cat catches a lizard's tail, the lizard will be like, oop, fuck you, and, like, wriggle out of it, you know, like it's, like, a pair of jeans. I mean, not quite, but like same sort of thing. If somebody had like grabbed your jeans and you were like, oops, I'm naked now. You don't have nothing. Right. it's like that. And then he'll go off with his little tailless butt and grow a new tail.
Oh, okay.
But it can't be like a full on half of a lizard.
So for our next phone call, this will require a little bit of explanation for Christella and Eliza. And this is something
because we're women.
I mean, no, but you're very brave and I don't mean to. And also, I love killing.
Yeah, please mansplain the bit to us, Jordan.
I mean, do you know about the Walton Goggins vodka bit? I mean,
why would you assume that we would? There's absolutely no way we would, right? Uh-huh, right? Yeah, because we're women? I don't know. Please tell me.
The Fiona Apple album is great. I love it.
Touch the bowl cutters.
I got dragged for that one too.
No. Eliza, you can't go after our queens.
No, I was going after queens. Boys not understanding it. And I'm a naughty bad little baby is all it is.
Oh, I remember that one. I remember that tweet.
Yeah, that one made it on Reddit. I was gatekeeping Fiona Apple from men.
Yes.
Or that's what they said.
Yes.
Well, I think you were both very brave, and I want to let you in on this bit so you can effectively go. So here's the bit. I was in a store and I saw that the actor Walton Goggins had his own vodka. I made up a little song. It goes like this. Walton Goggins has a vodka. Walton Goggins has a vodka. Walton Goggins has a vodka. Goggins has a vodka. Walton Goggins. Anyway. That was the song. It became a huge hit. It inspired America to record their own Walton Goggins vodka theme songs. We've gotten them in a variety of genres.
Are they remixes of this or are they complete originals?
These are complete originals. A lot of them are parodies. We've started to get a few originals, but we had we had one to the tune of Zoot Suit Riot, Walton Goggins vodka, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen.
Oh, wow.
A lot of good stuff. Apparently these people are going insane because they don't live in Wisconsin where they can freely pet deers. So people have been recording Walton Goggins vodka theme songs and they've been sending them into us. Brian, do you want to play the latest entry? My cocktails are like luster. They're barely passing muster. Recipe needs adjusting. With liquors I can trust in. Help me. This drink is on the dull side. I feel so unfulfilled.
That was pretty amazing.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much to Trent Reznor. Trent Reznor himself re-recording one of his most famous Nine Inch Nails hits. If you have a Walton Goggins song, you can email it to us, jjgo@maximumfun.org. And if you have a momentous occasion, a moment of shame, something else that you would like us to play on the show, 206-9844-FUN. We'll be right back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. La 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 la
la la la la. We are the host of My Brother and Me, and now, nearly 10 years into our podcast, the secret can be revealed. All the clues are in place, and the world's greatest treasure hunt can now begin.
Embedded in each episode of My Brother and Me is a micro clue that will lead you to 14 precious gemstones all around this big, beautiful blue world of ours.
So start combing through the episodes. Let's say starting at episode 101 on.
Yeah, the early episodes are pretty problematic, so there's no clues in those episodes.
No, not at all.
The better ones, the good ones, clues ahoy.
Listen to every episode repeatedly in sequence. Laugh if you must, but mainly get all the great clues. My Brother and Me, it's an advice show, kind of, but a treasure hunt, mainly. Anywhere you find podcasts or treasure maps, My Brother and Me, the hunt is on. La, la, la,
la, la. Listen, I'm a hotshot Hollywood movie producer. You have until I finish my glass of kombucha to pitch me your idea. Go.
All right, it's called Who Shot Ya? A movie podcast that isn't just a bunch of straight white dudes. I'm Iffy Whiteyway, the new host of the show and a certified BBN.
BBN?
Buff black nerd.
I'm Alonzo Duraldi, an elderly gay and legit film critic who wrote a book on Christmas movies.
I'm Drea Clark, a loud white lady from Minnesota.
Each week, we talk about a new movie in theaters and all the important issues going on in the film industry.
It's like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner meets Cruising.
And if it helps seal the deal, I can flex my muscles while we record each episode.
I'm sorry, this is a podcast? I'm a movie producer. How did you get in here?
Iffy, quick, start flexing.
Bicep, lats, chest. Who Shot Ya? Dropping every Friday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts. La, la.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Oh, Eliza Skinner, clankety car.
And Christelle Alonzo, golden-plated girl.
Two pros here with us on the show today. Our producer, Sunny D, let me know during the break that the poop-poop-chee that you heard was our guest a few weeks ago, Helen Hong, doing some beatboxing. So that was the beatbox skills of Helen Hong you heard there on the Nine Inch Nails track. So way to go.
I knew of so many of Helen's talents and didn't even know that beatboxing was among them.
Yeah, she's a multi-hyphenate, I think.
Yeah, comedian, triple actor, host, beatboxer.
Helen Hong, she does it all. So thank you very much. Let's incorporate more audio from the show into your Goggins songs. That's always a lot of fun. Speaking of multi-hyphenates, Christelle Alonzo, you not only have a book out that people can purchase. It's called Music to My Years. It's a humorous memoir.
Yes.
I have read it myself, and it is hilarious. It is heartfelt. It's harrowing in some places. It's a really, really great read, and you are very, very funny, but also very, very insightful. I recommend people pick it up, Music to My Years.
Thank you.
Yeah. You also have a podcast that you maybe weren't doing for a while, but have started doing again.
Yes. Look, I am in awe of you guys. How long have you been doing the podcast?
72 Just, years.
Like, yeah.
It's insane. For me, podcasting is such a foreign medium that I started doing a podcast in 2016, but I had no way to see if anybody was listening to them. So it was overwhelming. So I just started thinking, who's listening? So I would stop. And then with the lockdown, I decided to just do it on a weekly basis. And it turns out that people listen to it.
Yeah, it turns out when people like it when hilarious people do podcasts.
I had no idea. Like, my running joke has always been that I have four listeners. So when I post a new episode, people will be like, oh, I'm listener number 5 or I'm one of the 4, blah, blah. And it turns out that people listen to it. It blew my mind.
Wow, that's amazing. How much of the podcast is Animal Crossing tips, turn up pricing, that sort of thing?
Yeah, like, will we understand it as non-Animal Crossers?
I'm not kidding. The past couple episodes, I have talked about Animal Crossing.
Perfect.
The people deserve to know. The podcast is called To Be Continued with Christelle Alonso, and it's basically like 45 to an hour. It's just me talking.
Talking's great.
Just you?
Just me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for that?
Yeah. What you need is another guy you went to college with.
I just feel like every time, like, because have you guys done any of those Zoom shows?
No.
I've watched a couple of Zoom shows. I haven't, like, performed on any stand-up Zoom
How
shows
are
or
they?
Like that, but I've
They
I've watched
are weird. And the first one that I did, there was, I couldn't hear myself because, like, you know, when we record these things, we don't get ourselves in our own headphones. Like, I assume you guys aren't hearing yourself. I'm not hearing myself. But so you're not hearing yourself, but you're hearing everybody else, but you also are not hearing any laughter. So once it's like, all right, here's Eliza. It was just me looking at my computer, which had me on it, talking to silence. Wow. And I was like, okay, I can do it. You know, where you're like dog paddling when you're not getting much from a crowd and you're like staying above the water. You're like, it's okay. I'll get them. And I just, there was no way of knowing if anyone had, if I had at all. And so I just, I totally melted down and unraveled. And I was like, this feels like insanity. I feel like I'm losing my mind alone in a room. And
wasn't there some sort of like web video series or something that made comics perform
there was.
Without an
yes,
audience?
Yes.
And the premise of this is watch them go insane.
Yeah. Like
what?
Ian, yeah. They would do it in a like a live theater and lock somebody away and give them noise canceling headphones and like a green room nearby the theater and then project them onto the screen in the theater. So the audience was laughing, but they couldn't hear any of the laughter.
Oh my God.
No idea. And that's what the Zoom shows are like. So when you said that your show is just you talking for an hour, like that's immediately what I thought of. And I was like, oh, if that was me within 3 minutes, I'd be like, I am crazy. I don't know what things are.
I'm sorry what I said about Iggy Azalea.
I didn't mean it. Where is the line between me and Iggy Azalea? Are we not all one Azalea?
No, you know, I do it by myself and it's so weird. You know, what's funny is that I'm actually glad that you mentioned that. I'm doing a corporate gig.
Oh boy.
Wow. Check this out. Yes. So it's online.
Oh boy.
But here's the thing. I'm pre-recording my stand-up.
So you're just making a special for them.
It's 20 minutes and
wow.
I'm supposed to use a mic.
Okay. Like for a visual thing or for sound? Like, does it need to be?
For sound, okay. But I need to hold it. It's one of those.
They're like, we want you to look like you're doing stand-up.
Yes, a little bit of both. So it's 20...
Stand in front of a brick wall.
It's 20 minutes of stand-up, and it's just me to my iPhone in my
That's
apartment.
Wacky. Wow.
So, you know, I'm worried with no laughter, no anything. 20 minutes is really going to be longer than 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I have to do that tomorrow.
Jeez. Have you thought about having just someone on another line with a button that they can push to make a studio audience from Married with Children laugh or something?
I did another Zoom show the other day and just the host was still live. Or actually, this was a FaceTime show or something. But the host was live and just having one person laughing is like 8 million times better than having absolutely nothing.
I bet.
Right. Of course. I mean, I was going to do it live, you know, I was going to do it in person and then the pandemic happened. So they said, let's do it online. And now I have to do this this corporate gig to my phone tomorrow, like I'm normal.
But, you know, but you do. You know, sounds like you do the podcast. So you're practicing with just the kind of solo monologue.
Wow, yeah, that's good. That's a good point, Jordan.
Eliza Skinner, you have many cool projects that people can check out when they're poking around online for entertainment.
Yeah.
You have a podcast yourself.
Yeah, I have two. I've got Cool Playlist, which I haven't done a new episode for a while, but we're trying to figure out how to do those. And a new podcast called Outbreak Down with Aaron and Eliza, which is my friend Aaron Whitehead and I just talking once a week, trying to check in during this weird time. And I'm also singing a jingle for what's Drink Goggins Rum, Drink Goggins Rum, Drink Goggins Rum. Walton Goggins Rum that is... No, I also have an album coming out. I don't have a date yet, but it's called Regarding My Lovers, and it should be up pretty
soon. This
is
an album of music.
It's both. It's stand-up comedy. It's a show from that I did in Vermont. And then the second side is, songs, original songs.
Nice.
And
thank you.
It's a little ways down the road, but you were the head writer of a very fun show that I worked on called Earth to Ned. It's coming soon to Disney Plus.
Yes.
It was a goddamn blast. It's such a cool show. I can't wait for people
to
see
you.
It.
Yeah. And Cristela is on it too.
Yeah.
You know, I try to keep the people that I know are funny and remarkable in as many projects that I'm involved in as possible.
It's going to be on Disney Plus. It's from the people at Henson. There are giant puppets. There are celebrities. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's a late night talk show hosted by aliens. The thing is with Disney Plus, since it's so huge, we had to not only finish the show, but then translate it into like, I can't even remember, like 22 languages, 30 languages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's taking a long time because, you know.
So if you want to watch the show in Tagalog.
You're going to be able to.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was a blast, and that'll be on Disney Plus at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You can quote me on that.
Eventually. Should we as a species still exist through the end of the year, it'll be out.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Jordan Jesse Go. Our producer is Brian Sunny D. Fernandez, who has been really working his butt off to bring you these socially distant shows. They're way more work than our normal show, and he's doing a great job. So huge thanks to Sunny D. Fernandez. And our theme song is Love You by The Free Design. You can discuss the show on Reddit, MaximumFun.reddit.com, and hashtag the show JJGo if you want to talk about it on Twitter. That is it. Good vibes and good thoughts to Jesse Thorne and his family. They're going through some medical stuff right now, and we hope he will be back here ASAP. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Audience supported.